You are listening to World Cafe. Hi, I'm Kaleo. Today, it's a good one. The milk carton kids are Joey Ryan and Kenneth Pattingale. And even though they're not related, they share two familial traits. One is an almost sibling-like harmony. You'd think, if you heard them around the microphone, their voices were meant for one another. And two, there's a gentle gamesmanship that happens between brothers. You can feel it when you chat with Joey and Kenneth. In this wide-ranging conversation, we'll talk about the Milk Carton Kids' new album, which is called The Only Ones, returning to recording as a duo after making their last album with a backing band, what the label Americana might mean. Honestly, we should just get started with the performance. Let's go. It's the Milk Carton Kids performing I Meant Every Word I Said on World Cafe.
Absolutely beautiful. That's Milk Carton Kids, a performance of I Meant Every Word I Said. It's from their new album, The Only Ones. The Milk Carton Kids are Joey and Kenneth, who are here with us. Guys, welcome back to the cafe and congrats on the new album.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. This is one of our long-running media associations. It was one of the highlights when we started playing music to be able to come on this program. And I must say we're just as excited today as we were then.
You can hear it in his voice.
I can. Beautiful. First off, we're on the radio. You can hear it in voices but not see it. So even I in Philadelphia can't see you. So can you describe the performance set up there in the LA studio minus the two interview microphones that you're talking on right Joey?
We just have a CD. Well, it's Kenneth, but we just have a CD player plugged in. We just played you off the record. It's just one microphone here, and it's our two guitars, and we're wearing civilian clothing, and there's a couple engineers, and everybody looks a little down.
Oh.
I don't see why. We're in Los Angeles in the middle of the winter, which is the best time to be in Los Angeles because the air is clear, the wind is blowing, you can see all the hills and mountains around. It's one of the most beautiful places.
Maybe it's just the sad, sad music that's putting a frown on everybody's face.
So after all this time, still one microphone. That's good. The new album.
I know. You would think by now we could afford another.
No, I think we wouldn't all have this to stand time, like the answer. Like the answer was a little, but we took a few diversions.
Yeah, that was a roundabout way of saying we're playing into one microphone, as we usually do.
Well, the new album, The Only Ones, is a return after 2018's All the Things I Did and All the Things That I Didn't Do. You had a band playing with you, sometimes up to eight people on a track, which when you come back and return to an album where it is just the two of you, do you find more, did you find it to be freeing or more space that it, when you return to the dynamic that in which you started?
It's both. There's a freedom and a paradoxical constraint that comes with both. Because when we're playing with eight other people, you're free to not do as much, and know that all the other talented people that we've hired are going to, you know, carry it. And so when it's just the two of us, there's you're a lot more exposed. But I think if there was a defining ethos and direction that we gave ourselves for The Only Ones recording sessions, it was not to overthink things. And just sort of let the songs fall out in the way that they did, and trust, hopefully, that our fluency in the language that we've been developing together would carry it through.
We're talking to the Milk Carton Kids here on World Cafe. Their new album is The Only Ones. So leading us into the song, The Only Ones, the title track from the album, love to hear a performance of it.
Ready?
You were always a light, the whole wide world in your eyes. Now you're tired, tired, so tired. You were looking to the sky, looking like you wanted to fight. You were right, oh, you were right. Oh, little baby, oh, where did you go? How did you get down in that deep, dark hole? This week we're running like we already won. Baby, let's fake it like we aren't the only ones. Summertime, summer never wanted to die. Then the days turn to night. Now it's winter's rise, make you want to break down and cry. So you cry. Do what would we say, would it all be okay? Oh, little baby, oh, where did you go? And did you get down in that deep, dark hole? Now, how the hell we gonna get out? Where the hell we gonna go? Let's make her head off to the blistering sun. Let's make the money like we already won. Baby, let's make it like we aren't the only ones. Baby, let's make it like we aren't the only ones. Baby, let's make it like we aren't the only ones.
That's beautiful. The Only Ones in performance. We're talking to the Milk Carton Kids. That is the title track of their latest album. Kenneth and Joey are here. My name is Kaleo. You're listening to The World Cafe. Oh, that was so good.
Oh, thank you.
So you had the opportunity to team with Josh Ritter just recently, who's launching a tour of, interestingly enough, Houses of Worship, and released a new single with you guys called Gospel of Mary, or The Gospel of Mary. Joey, can you tell us a little bit about how that opportunity came to be?
Yeah, it came out of the blue for us. We heard from Josh one day that he was going to be in L.A. and wanted to know if we would join him in the studio to record a couple songs. So we did two songs. One was a sort of acoustic reimagining of his song Losing Battles from his most recent album. And then the other one, he just sort of sprung on us at while we were there, and it was The Gospel of Mary. And if you've heard the song, you'll know that I'm telling the truth when I say that, like, it kind of just floored us. He takes this thing that, it's a thing that he does probably better than anyone, but this really sort of winding biblical allegory, and uses it to express his feelings, and I think so many of our feelings, about the way that asylum-seeking families are treated when they arrive at our southern border. And it's just some of the most powerful lyrical imagery that he's put forward in a long time, which is saying a lot.
Yeah. It's absolutely stunning. We'd love to play a bit of that right now. Josh Ritter featuring the Milk Carton Kids, Gospel of Mary, here on World Cafe.
A man offered a change of luck, all we had for a cargo truck, with 50 others in the back. They shut the door behind us. It got so hot we could not breathe, Joseph and my boy and me. When we arrived, the sky was black. That's where I buried Joseph.
And it hit me like a ton of bricks the first time I heard that. That's Josh Ritter featuring the Milk Carton Kids with Gospel of Mary. So the easy follow-up for me would be to ask, you know, since Josh Ritter is he's going out and he's taking this song. Actually, I'm gonna switch it up here. I normally don't, but I'm going to switch it up.
We'll follow where you lead.
So I had a question here, but listening to your explanation of why that song was important, a Gospel of Mary, it reminded me of a song that you guys were thinking about playing today called My Name is Anna, which talks about Anna and her family who are in an attic seeing riot police outside of their house. And I wanted to sort of ask the inspiration, and maybe it ties somewhat into the themes of Gospel of Mary.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. So, you know, I think Josh comes at that song and maybe at his perspective on the whole situation from his background. I think I'm pretty sure he was raised in the church. I was raised Jewish. And I read an article in the New York Times about a teenage girl in Brooklyn this year who was literally hiding in the upstairs of her house with her family, with the curtains drawn and the lights out at 3 a.m. as ununiformed, ostensibly ICE officers came to her house to, question them or do whatever they were going to do. And she had read all the warnings on social media and elsewhere about just not opening your doors for them. And the straight ahead reporting on her night that she went through was so obviously evocative for me of the Anne Frank story, which I know we all sort of grew up with, but especially as a Jewish person, it's like, it's really a big part of, you know, your consciousness. And the idea that that there was such a striking parallel between these two stories was it made its way into a song.
We're talking to the Milk Carton Kids here on World Cafe. We took a little bit of a left turn because I was very curious about My Name is Anna. Would you be willing to switch it up and play that for us?
Sure.
Thank you. It's the Milk Carton Kids here in performance on World Cafe.
My name is Anna. You might have read about me.
My Name Is Anna on the World Cafe, that from Milk Carton Kids. Their new album, The Only Ones, is out now, talking to Joey and Kenneth. Wow. That's shredded way more than you know, you would expect that to shred, but it shredded, guys. That was excellent. When I hear your guitar playing, I hear some unique flourishes, and it's hard for me to describe it, but the notes are so densely packed where you wouldn't necessarily expect them, and some of those notes are dissonant. But it works in a really cool way.
Some people say dissonant, some people say wrong.
I was afraid of that choice of words. Can you tell me what I am hearing for the lay person there? Because sure. The notes are a little different.
Yeah. I guess you're just... If there's one singularly unique quality about me as a guitar player, it's that you just kind of play whatever comes out. And then you figure out afterwards what to do, if that's like to leave the room in shame or to
It works!
Yeah, or to look at somebody and say, yeah, I meant to play that, or... You know, whatever. It's like the rest of us. We're just trying to get through from you know, start to finish.
It sounds like he's being vague and modest, but I can tell you, after having stood next to him for 9 years, watching him play guitar every single night, that is a great description of his approach.
Yeah. You know, like...
He has no idea what he's doing.
Yeah.
And he's my favorite guitar player.
One of the songs we were going to play... Yeah, I think it's still not there. Joey still doesn't like it. He's like kind of upset at me because I quote unquote haven't like learned how to play the guitar solo in it, which means that sometimes we go on stage and it sucks, or sometimes we play it and it sucks and it feels, but like that's just challenging his sense of self and his desire. You know, he wants to show up to the party prim and proper and have everybody receive his preordained madness that he's spitting out. Whereas,
or you could call it
vision. I just want to throw on some clothes and show up to the party and throw down with some people.
Well, but sometimes, let's be honest, you don't even want to go to the party and I make you. And so you dress inappropriately on purpose to get under my skin.
No, I don't dress inappropriately to get under your skin. It's just we have different jobs wherein you don't have to do anything and I have to do everything. And so it requires a lot more for me to get out of bed than it does for Joey. Joey lives the life of Riley, let me tell you.
Oh, okay.
This guy, yeah. This guy does nothing.
Fair enough. Well, you know, Kenneth, I mean, you just literally said, I just play whatever, like, comes to mind, goes through your head.
No, I mean, like, it's not like I'm trolling everybody. It's the...
Oh, no, because you launched your own signature guitar this year, which if you did, that would be the most impressive troll in the history of trolling.
That is true. I think it actually might be. I think that is the most impressive troll in the history of trolling, the custom signature edition Martin guitar, my pro model. But
Joey, what's the name of the guitar? What's it called?
It's the Pattengale Special, and everybody should run out and buy one immediately. If you do, you'll play like Kenneth.
Yeah.
We're talking to Kenneth and Joey of the Milk Carton Kids. They are here on World Cafe. The Only Ones is the name of their latest album. Gentlemen, you had the opportunity to host the Americana Music Awards now, I think for the second time. I am super
opportunity,
curious.
Opportunity, that's like folk music jail. That's what they, when you've been bad, they say.
You got to host a show?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
All right, who calls you? Who calls you? And yeah, and that's the other thing is how much, like, what's the job description when they go, well, guys, you screwed up. You have to host the awards. What does that actually entail?
Well, Jed Haley is the executive director of the Americana Music Association who put on the awards. And so he calls us and he says, you know, would you like
actually
to host the
awards? Actually, just texts. He's not much of a caller.
Yeah. So he texts us that, would you like to host the award show? And it's a good question what the job description is. And it turns out that we kind of were able to write the job description. The focus of the show is the performances and the honorees. And so really what the host has to do is usher the proceedings along and make sure they don't come grinding to a halt at any point. And we wanted to try and do just barely more than that, which was to give it a little bit of sense of personality and tie it all together with some sort of a through line. So for us, what that meant was writing like an opening segment, like you see on other more legitimate award shows. So the first year for us, that was a song called What Even Is Americana? Because I don't actually think anyone in that whole room knows. And the song, a spoiler alert, the song does not answer the question.
Oh, you have no idea how much I've been wanting to talk to you about this song.
Yeah.
we should play, since you just put it into people's minds, we should play What Even Is Americana being performed in front of a bunch of people who make Americana music at the Americana Music Awards here on World Cafe. It's the Milk Carton Kids.
What even is Americana? A trade group, a Grammy category subgenre, an annual award show with Emmy Lou on it. Don't need to see the envelope, Isabel won it. A home for all of us who don't fit in, who just want to write and play and sing and hear real music. Whatever you call it, I say it's called Americana. So what do you say, Americana?
So that's I love
nobody
that.
Knows.
Nobody really does know. You know, it's funny because I came from a world that struggled with their meaning of the A word, which was alternative. Mm-hmm. What's alternative? And been asking that question for 30 or 40 years now, which is crazy to me. So it's okay that Americana has no definition in your mindset.
Yeah, well, there's not a good, clear definition, but I have actually, in the 2 years since we did that song, zeroed in on, I think, maybe a through line to all of the disparate elements that come together and become Americana, which, and it's not unique to Americana, but I think that one thing that we all have in common is a real sense of respect, and I would go so far as to say reverence for the musical traditions that we all feel we've grown out of. And you can see that on display at the awards show, where there's usually at least three generations of performers on stage together collaborating. And one of the common elements I noticed, it's true for us and amongst most of our peers, is just we think it's the coolest thing in the world to be on stage with, you know, David Crosby or Ryke Hooter, or, you know, the fact that Irma Thomas is there singing to everyone is that just, we really get an amazing thrill from that. And so I think like I said, that sense of reverence for the traditions that we all feel that we grow from is, I think, a defining characteristic of it.
I like that explanation a lot. I think trying to sort of pick out instruments or things like that, it's an impossibility for a lot of people.
It's easy to define a genre by the sort of aesthetic facade, and I don't think that's wrong either. I mean, you can, like, as you know, you can take a song and do a folk version of it, or a dance version of it, or a punk version of it, and it's just changing the instrumentation, maybe the tempo, and the mood. So in some superficial sense, genre does come down to aesthetics. But Americana to me feels more like a community or a movement. And I think maybe that's one of the things that defines it.
I have, at World Cafe, our line producer, Will Loftus, and I have been working on our theory of Americana. And we have a triangle, and Americana is in the center. And then you got rock, you got country, and you got folk. And then if you can theoretically, you could do this to make it all the way into like a pentagram or something like that, where there's like five different genres and you go, there's bluegrass in between country and folk. But it just seems so limiting. And I just, once I realized, I was like, oh, this is like alternative. There's really no definition, but we're just going to go with that. Mm-hmm. That's the handle I figured out. So thought I get to
share. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys.
Congratulations.
We're here with the Milk Carton Kids on World Cafe. Their new album, The Only Ones, is available now. You know, dealer's choice, band choice. What would you like to play last? Since I already took one of your picks by accident, or not by accident, intentionally.
I think we'll probably do
Joey wanted to play one from the last album because we didn't come on World Cafe for the last album.
That's
true. Do that,
so
then.
He thought that your listeners would enjoy that.
In the last album, most of the songs Kenneth wrote were about the cancer that he had during the writing process. Isn't
that's
that
not
right,
true.
Kenneth? I feel like...
Not true.
At this point, I don't know who to believe.
Yeah.
Well, Kenneth got sick over the course of writing the last album, and so...
I had cancer. This song is not about that.
It is.
Wait, you did? So this you were not joking with us about this?
Yeah, I wouldn't lie about having cancer. I'm not a monster.
Okay.
And
wow.
He's fully cured.
Are you okay?
I live to tell the tale.
He's fully cured.
But Joey's just spreading lies around.
You mean that this song, when you hear this song and you know that he was in the throes of battling cancer when he wrote it, then you can decide for yourself if it's quote unquote about cancer. I just refer to it as your cancer song.
Yeah, we know that you do. It's woefully inaccurate.
Let's hear it.
It's called A Sea of Roses.
I lose sleep at night like a young man who's in the fight of his young life. I have never known the way the wind would blow if everything were fine. I'm scared that when I die I'll be alone with no one sitting by my side. No, I do not think that I could be alone when I die. Lay me down in the ground, put me back into the earth, among all of my friends under a blanket of roses. A sea of flowers field outside of Nashville, pitches color to the dreariness of day. So the air hangs soft and tender, blowing round my thoughts whichever way. Where hills they rise for miles and miles, I recognize the crying in the wind. I hear people come from everywhere to say goodbye, sweet like, to their kin. Lay me down in the ground, put me back into the earth, aim on all of my friends under a blanket of roses. A sea of flowers overhead. That is right, I don't believe any more than the skies above. It's just me and those I've loved under a blanket of roses. Sea of flowers overhead when I die.
A live performance from Milk Carton Kids here on World Cafe. My name is Kaleo, talking to Joey and Kenneth. Wow, that was gorgeous, guys. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you. You're welcome. What did you think? Was it about cancer or not?
I would think it would be a song about dying, which may include cancer.
Sure.
Depending on your... I wouldn't go directly to cancer. I would go more death and sort of facing
Boom.
Mortality.
That's right.
I don't know if that makes it a cancer song
You're
or not.
You're a smart man.
Thanks, guys. I try my best to make sense of this world. The only ones are is available now. Hey, this is the last thing I have to bring up because I thought it was refreshing in a world where people write 20,000 word press releases to announce an album. Yours was a paragraph.
Oh, good.
It was very brief, and I thought that was kind of interesting. So I wanted to search for your electronic press kit, and. It's interesting, you don't have an EPK that's online, but a lot of bands name check you in their electronic press, their electronic press kit. So I just wondered what you thought if, say, you were to adopt what the band, say, the Levins wrote, which it said, similar in stance to the Milk Carton Kids, these songs are flush with sensitivity and suggestion, a quiet folk-like approach that pro offers a precious and pleasing sound. How would you feel if someone said that about your music?
Well, I am often flush with sensitivity, so I.
Yeah, but that's a different issue.
Okay, fair enough. Well, you know, if you ever want any help, there's like 15 bands out there that describe themselves like you.
That's very flattering.
Yeah, because you know, we as a harmony duo. We've cast ourselves kind of in this long tradition of harmony duos. And so it was very easy and still is very easy for people to understand us in the context of other duos who we take more or less influence from, you know, going back to the Leuven Brothers, the Everly Brothers and Simon Garfunkel and Gillian Welch and Dave Rawlings and, a bunch of others. And so to, I guess it's, we didn't know that it's a little bit flattering for you to point it out that it, you know, after a while, if you do your own thing long enough, maybe you become a reference point for how people can understand new music coming along after you.
And yeah. Also, in an obnoxious way, we always refuse to put a bio on our website. And for me, it's a very specific thing. It's because, if somebody's going to like our music or listen to it, I don't think that should be dependent upon at all them reading what we think about ourselves and then being informed by that. They should either like our music or not. And so, like, in the first 2 years, that's kind of a pain in the ass if you're asking somebody to do any media coverage on you. They go to research and...
they need a backstory. Yeah, they need a frame of reference,
for sure. But, you know, now there's nine years behind us, so I'm sure that paragraph you read about The Only Ones is... It probably just lists a little bit of the crap we've done, and then...
Actually, I think that the paragraph that we're using that you're talking about was actually just the caption on the Instagram post announcing the album coming out.
Perfect. It was great because I was like, did they just write this before they like put it to press? Because it was just it was fantastic. It was one of those things where I'm like, I can just listen to the music and make my own call on it.
Yeah,
you know? Which is the dream. But yeah, you do have to. You know, people do want context and. Like Kenneth said in the beginning, maybe you have to spoon feed it to everybody, and then after a while, you don't have to do that anymore because enough context has been established, just sort of naturally.
Yeah, I mean, we'll continued World Cafe appearances. We'll give that context to people. So
for better or worse.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to you guys becoming a member of the Five Timers Club here at World Cafe. I think that's the next one. So,
great.
Gentlemen, thank you guys. This is so wonderful.
Let us on after this one.
we'll make it happen. Great. Kenneth, Joey, thank you guys so much.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
One of a kind, or maybe two of a kind, depending on how you look at it. Thanks, Kenneth. Thanks, Joey. The Only Ones is available now. I'm Kaleo. Thanks for listening to The World Cafe.